This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery on June 14, 2013. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are smoking, Chiari malformation, the peripheral nerve, and traumatic brain injury. The impact of smoking on neurosurgical outcomes, a review article by Daryl Law and colleagues. Cigarette smoking is the leading preventable cause of morbidity and mortality in the United States. This paper reviews the existing evidence in the neurosurgical literature regarding the adverse impact of smoking on perioperative outcomes in cranial, peripheral nerve, spine, and oncological procedures. Active smoking is linked to an increased risk of cardiovascular, pulmonary, and wound healing complications, which translate into longer hospital stays, higher rates of ICU admission, a greater need for repeat surgery, and higher overall costs of care. As first-hand witnesses of the enormous burden of tobacco use, neurosurgeons can be empowered to harness the teachable moment of an elective operation to help their patients successfully stop smoking. This paper highlights strategies to use, either the 5 A's, 1. Ask patients if they smoke, 2. Advise them to quit, 3. Assess previous quit attempts, 4. Assist with nicotine replacement, and 5. Arrange follow-up. Or the simpler strategy, AAR, ask, advise, and refer to cessation services. This strategy identifies patients who smoke and provides access to intensive smoking cessation interventions. The time has arrived for neurosurgeons to lead efforts to catalyze constructive change that will minimize the impact of tobacco in the perioperative setting in the United States. The potential impact on healthcare savings and lives saved could be enormous. Distribution of cerebellar tonsil position. Implications for understanding Chiari malformation. A clinical article by Brandon Smith and co-authors. Prior attempts to define normal cerebellar tonsil position have been limited by small numbers of patients, precluding analysis of normal distribution by age group. The object in the present study was to analyze cerebellar tonsil position in every age range. 2,400 patients were randomly selected and organized into 8 age groups from a database of over 62,000 consecutive patients who had undergone MRI. The MR images were examined for tonsil location, morphology, and other features. The authors found that the mean tonsil location decreased slightly with advancing age in childhood and young adulthood, and increased with advancing age in the adult age range. An increasing age in the adult range was associated with a decreased likelihood of a tonsil position 5 mm or more below the foramen magnum. In general, the lowest tonsil position in each age group was normally distributed. The current clinical tendency appears to be unreservedly admitting patients to a patho-anatomical group called Chiari malformation type 1, based on tonsil position alone. In view of results in the present study, this stance should be reconsidered. Dual re-innervation of biceps muscle after side-to-side anastomosis of an intact median nerve and a damaged musculocutaneous nerve. A case report by Teen Cage and co-workers. For recovery of function after severe peripheral nerve injury, axon regeneration is required. For axonometric grade nerve injuries, no direct surgical repair of the nerve is required because the pathways allowing for nerve regeneration remain intact. However, for neurometric injuries in continuity, resection of intraneural scar tissue is required, followed by direct surgical repair of the two nerve ends, either by primary suture repair or with the aid of a nerve graft or synthetic tube graft. Sometimes it is difficult to distinguish axonometric and neurometric grades of nerve injury, whether preoperatively or even intraoperatively. For such cases, it would be advantageous to construct a nerve repair that allows axons to possibly regenerate along the original nerve pathway, while also providing a supplemental source of axons from an adjacent intact nerve without compromising its function. The authors describe one such construct, a side-to-side anastomosis between an intact median nerve and the adjacent severely damaged musculocutaneous nerve via epineural windows and primary suture repair. Postoperative clinical and electrodiagnostic evidence supports successful dual reinnervation of the biceps muscle by axons from both nerves. Management of simultaneous traumatic brain injury and aortic injury. A clinical article by Ryan Seiji Kitagawa and colleagues. Simultaneous traumatic brain injury and aortic injury is a challenging problem. With improvements in pre-hospital transportation, surgical techniques, and critical care, more patients with this condition are surviving. However, these two conditions often have opposing treatment strategies. Aortic injuries are treated with strict blood pressure and heart rate control, sedation, and surgical procedures that involve anticoagulation. But head injuries require less sedation for neurological examinations, require increased blood pressure to maintain cerebral perfusion, and have relative contraindications for anticoagulation. A retrospective review was performed of 33 patients who presented to Ryder Trauma Center in Miami with simultaneous traumatic brain and aortic injury. The overall mortality rate of this patient population was 46%, and severe traumatic brain injury, high injury severity scale score, and hemodynamic instability on admission were associated with more deaths. All patients who survived were awake and following commands at discharge. This patient series demonstrates several different treatment approaches, but the favored treatment protocol of the authors involves early endovascular stenting of the aortic injury, often within 24 hours of the trauma, to facilitate the care of the head injury. These stenting procedures have been successful with and without intravenous anticoagulation therapy and without intraoperative embolic or hemorrhagic complications. Thank you for listening to the Journal of Neurosurgery. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook.